But let's first go straight to Moscow. Anya Adieva is a reporter of Feature Story News from central Moscow. She's just been to Moscow's busiest airport, which, as you've heard, has been subjected to a terrorist attack. Anya, good morning to you. What's the latest?
Good morning. Well, what we know is that the blast occurred at the international arrivals terminal at the airport, which is, as you said, the biggest in Moscow. It occurred at the meeting section near a cafe. It was packed with people, and blast caused so much smoke, eyewitnesses say, that it was complicating rescue efforts. Also, a part of the ceiling has reportedly collapsed, creating additional obstacles for rescue workers. And when I was there just some time ago, the area was completely cordoned off, and police also put up a long and big curtain so that it was difficult to see the investigation process, but the situation at the airport was pretty calm. The flights were going in and were going out and coming in, and the only thing different was the loudspeaker voice on the loudspeaker announcing the phone number for those who are still looking for their loved ones who became victims of this attack.
So those is, what, about 170 people injured and somewhere around 35, our latest reports say, who were killed. Were they people who'd arrived on flights? Who were they?
That's correct. Most of the people were those. Some of the people were those who arrived on flights, but most of them were the people just waiting outside, standing outside of this customs area, waiting for those people to come in and greet them. And you said what you said was exactly right. 35 people dead, over 130 injured, and 35 are reported to be in a serious condition in Moscow hospitals. No one has so far claimed responsibility for this blast, but a representative from Russia's investigative committee has said earlier that the blast was a terrorist attack and it was carried out by a suicide bomber, and that this bomb that he used contained from 5 to 10 kilograms of TNT. Earlier, similar attacks in the past were blamed on terrorists from Russia's volatile Northern Caucasus, where we have seen a growing violence there. And remains of the suicide bomber were reportedly found on the scene. Specifically, the police has found his head, and the Russian media reported that this was a man of about 30 years old. They did not specify what his nationality was, and later police denied some of the media reports which suggested that this person was of Arab nationality. Police said the remains were so damaged it was difficult to determine what nationality this person belonged to. Also, earlier police said it was searching for three men and a woman who may be connected to this attack, but they did not release any further details.
Anya, I have so many more questions. Here's just a little bit, though, of what one eyewitness is reported as having said.
We collected our baggage. As we met our driver, we were walking out through the exit of the arrivals hall towards the car, and there was this almighty explosion, or this huge bang, and people started flooding out of the terminal, some of which were quite heavily packed in blood. A British guy came out that we were speaking to, who just kept on shouting, "It's a bomb, it's a bomb."
Courtesy of, I think that's from the BBC, that one, Anya. But if the people who mostly have been killed are people who were waiting, does that mean they're mostly Russians who are the victims of this attack?
Most of them are Russians, and in fact, what the radio reported here earlier, the Russian, one of the radio stations reported that most of the people who died or were injured in this attack were men, just a few women among the victims. And yes, most of them were Russian nationals, but the Russian police earlier confirmed that perhaps three people who died in this attack were of foreign nationality. It was kind of reported that two men were UK citizens and one could have been from Serbia.
What reaction then? I think our news reports are saying that security will be tightened around Russian airports and other public facilities. What effect will that have?
Well, it's probably going to be the same thing as we normally see when we have these attacks in Moscow. Security, the authorities order to tighten security immediately after the attacks happen, but then as time goes by, the security sort of goes loose. The last attack that happened in Moscow was in March of 2010, when two female suicide bombers from the Russian Republic of Dagestan, from the North Caucasus, set off their explosive devices and killed 40 people. There was a lot of talk back then.